Good evening, Eastern Sierra, and happy National Squirrel Appreciation Day, a day dedicated to honoring those of us with ADHD. Squirrel! A day dedicated to honoring the real locals who are always watching us from the trees, judging our life choices, and stealing our snacks. We have a full lineup for you today. Community updates, local leadership, news, student success, stories, and a few headlines you'll definitely want to stick around for. All of that is coming up. But first, today's show is sponsored by Peak IV Therapy, helping you feel refreshed, recharged, and ready to take on whatever the day throws your way. Check them out when your energy needs a little boost. And before we dive in, make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, following Eastern Sierra Now on social media, and voting in our ESN Epic Eats poll. This week, we're talking burgers. Classic, messy, stacked, smashed, whatever. Your vote matters. Let's get into it. In breaking local law enforcement news, the Mono County Sheriff's Office is asking for the community's help in an ongoing investigation. On January 16th, deputies served a search warrant at a residence in Colville. Two individuals, Alicia Cortez Castaneda and Eucario Jose Toledo Garcia, were arrested on multiple charges, including grand theft, embezzlement, possession of stolen property, conspiracy, and accessory after the fact. Both remain presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Officials are asking anyone with information about individuals or the case to contact Investigator Walston or Deputy Belcher at 760-932-7549. That number is for tips related specifically to this investigation. In Inyo County governance news, the Board of Supervisors had unanimously selected a new county administrative officer following a national search. Following a closed meeting earlier this week, a contract was instructed to be developed with J. David Frazier. The contract will then be brought before the Board of Supervisors February 3rd for approval. Frazier served most recently as the interim county manager in Adams County, Colorado. He also brings a wealth of experience serving counties across the nation, including states like Nevada, Kansas, and Wyoming. Holding a master's in public administration in addition to a bachelor's in political science, Frazier is certainly qualified to serve the county. Board Chairperson Trina Oral added, "We look forward to working with Mr. Frazier, who brings a wealth of experience in public service, and encouraged others to help welcome this new addition to the county." Feeling a little drained? Maybe that mammoth altitude hit harder than your morning espresso. Whether you're recovering from a big adventure or, let's be honest, a big night out, Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth Lakes has your back and your hydration levels. They offer IV drips, vitamin boosts, and treatment designed to help you bounce back faster than your group chat after a powder day. Plus, it's not just for recovery. Peak IV can help with energy, immunity, altitude sickness, or even that midweek I'm running on fumes feeling. Think of it as your mammoth recharge station, because let's face it, the mountains don't wait for anyone. Peak IV therapy, feeling better faster. Book your drip, get your boost, and get back to doing what you came here for, living your peak life. Mono County officials announced a new appointment in county finance leadership. Stephanie Trujillo has been named the county's next finance director, effective January 26, 26, currently serving as the county's budget manager. Trujillo will now lead the finance department, overseeing approximately $2.8 million in operations and a team of 12 staff. Her responsibilities will include accounting, payroll, property tax administration, and treasury functions. Board of Supervisors Chair Jennifer Kreitz praised Trujillo's fiscal leadership and collaborative style, citing her extensive experience in municipal and county finance. Trujillo also plans to play a key role in evaluating an upcoming upgrade to the county's financial system to enhance operational efficiency and transparency. Students from across Mono County got a chance to explore career pathways thanks to a community partnership in Mammoth Lakes on January 14th. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce hosted its third annual Career Compass Exploration Day at Mammoth High School, bringing together nearly 350 students from Mammoth, Levining, and Janwerk Community School. Volunteers from the local business and professional community filed classrooms to share insights on their careers, answering questions, and offering real-world perspectives. 45 speakers participated, spanning a wide range of industries. Students also heard from keynote speaker Dr. Neil Fox, founder of Eastern Sierra STEM, who used an interactive exercise to highlight learning and adaptability as key parts of career development. Chamber President and CEO Brianna Goyko noted that the event aims to show students the breadth of opportunities available right here in their community. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather, there. Local events, also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Let's take a look at the latest action across Bishop Union High School sports, brought to you, of course, by Copper Top Barbecue, the best place to celebrate every win and to lick your fingers. Visit coppertopbarbecue.com for their menu and specials. The Bishop Bronco football community is gearing up for its 2025 season awards celebration this Saturday at the Bishop Twin Theater. Fans, families, and athletes are invited to enjoy the awards presentation and relive championship highlights beginning at 11 a.m., followed by a fifth quarter gathering at Back Alley Bull and Grill starting at 12:30 p.m., a perfect way to cap the season. On the pitch last night, the Bishop Broncos boys soccer team rolled to a 6-0 victory over Mojave. Armando Santana and Aiden Esparza each struck twice, with Charlie Treffery and Cody Gonzalez chipping in the rest. Oscar Woods earned Player of the Game honors for his stellar defense and denying any Mojave scoring chances. The Broncos hit the road this Thursday to take on Kern Valley. Our Bronco ski racers took on the first two CNISSF events at Mammoth Mountain. The highlights included solid finishes from Tegan Orr, Zavi Coakley, and Bodie Bergavats among both giant slalom and slalom races. Freshman racers showed grit and determination in their first competition of the year. Coach Bill Egan and the team will keep training ahead of race 3 and 4 in February. On the hardwood, the Bishop Broncos varsity basketball squad responded to an earlier season loss to Boron with a statement win, 61-21. The Broncos came out strong with a 22-4 first quarter lead and didn't slow down. Will Kemp led the scoring with 11 points, supported by several key contributors across the lineup. And that's a play-by-play from Bishop Union High School. For more local sports and great post-game bite, remember, Copper Top Barbecue, delicious eats, and Bronco Pride at coppertopbarbecue.com.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Now to Mammoth Mountain, where winter is still very much in business. The base depth is sitting at 62 inches with variable conditions, and there's plenty to explore with 178 trails open, 24 lifts scheduled, and 10 terrain parks ready to ride. High clouds are hanging overhead this morning, keeping the light a little on the flat side, so be sure to bring those low light lenses. It's a breezy start with a few gusts kicking up early, but the forecast calls for winds to mellow out as the day goes on. Temperatures are feeling comfortable and the snow surface is soft and inviting, perfect for carving some smooth turns. If you're looking for a good place to start, runs off Roller Coaster Express Chair 4 should be a blast, offering great cruising laps in consistent conditions. As always, lift operations are wind and weather permitting, so be sure to check the latest updates before heading out. That's your Mammoth Mountain report. Get out there, enjoy the turns. We'll see you on the slopes. On to your midweek weather report so we can at least pretend to know what Mother Nature's gonna throw at us. In Bishop, first today, bring cloudy skies and highs near 60. Lows are expected to drop to the mid-30s this evening. Tomorrow, the clouds will continue to linger with the highs near 60 and lows in the low 30s. And Friday, the cloudy skies tend to continue with highs dropping slightly to the upper 50s and lows in the mid-20s. Up in Mammoth, today's skies are also covered in clouds with highs in the upper 40s and lows in the low 20s. Tomorrow, expect more clouds, highs in the upper 30s, and lows in the upper teens. And by Friday, as you may have expected, the clouds will remain with highs in the mid-30s and lows in the single digits. So you can expect some gloomy but moderate temperature days this week. Perfect for a midday walk or a day on the slopes. That's going to do it for today's edition of Eastern Sierra Now. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. A big thank you again to today's sponsor, Peak IV Therapy, for helping keep your community feeling its best, hydrated, energized, and ready for adventure. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on social media, and cast your vote in our ESN Epic Eats Burger poll. We want to know, where's the best burger in the Eastern Sierra? And finally, in honor of National Squirrel Appreciation Day, take a moment to admire their dedication, their hustle, and their unmatched ability to stare you down while holding a snack. We'll see you next time. Same place, same time, with the stories that matter. This is Eastern Sierra Now.